Track 16, now to our final piece, the continuing diary of Flora and Friends, rescued chickens now living at a secret Norfolk address, as imagined by Dominic Castle. The way to a chicken's heart, said a wise henkeeper, is through her stomach. Via her crop, of course. Well, my friends, that is very true. We love our grub. And we have to say that since we moved here, we're getting some decent stuff. We have all the pellets we can eat and those that we can't drop on the ground for later. We have ants, loads of ants. Where does the beard keep them all? There is grass and whatever we can scrub up so we don't go hungry. In fact, the beard and curls have been in top form lately with a few cheeky treats, some of which have gone down better than others, if we're honest. Now, the other day, himself is moving the compost bin, presumably under orders, and he's digging the contents out and piling them up. We mosey over just to see what's what, when Daisy, who has the appetite of a vulture, spots them. Worms, millions of them. We don't know where to go first. There are so many. We're hoovering them up so fast we don't even have time to fight over the big ones. It's blooming amazing. Beard carries on and shovels what's left back into the bin, but we're full to bursting. So hats off to the big man here, but the next offering is, frankly, a bit of a dud. We're presented with some big orange balls with holes in them. Chickens love pumpkins. It says so on the internet, says our man to Curls as they watch. Well, not these chickens, matey. We're not interested. Though Isabel, ever the adventurer, jams her head in one just to have a look and comes up looking like she's been goosed. That is horrible, she clucks. So it's strike one and we're a bit glum, not least because it's a bit nippy these days. But then our heroes play a masterstroke. One morning there's a frost on the grass as we head over to the dining area, or feed trough if you will. But instead of a chilly load of dried pellets, there's a lovely hot porridge, so lovely that I quite forget myself and climb into the middle of it all. What a way to start the day, warm stomach and warm feet. You may remember we had a dispatch from our sisters the other month. This time, Beard heard from a very kind reader, Christine Schwick from Aylsham, who has a nice story to share. Sitting in the garden one summer evening as my hens were sloping off to roost, I noticed one bantam, Andrea, frantically running backwards and forwards against a low patio wall. I watched her for a while, but I couldn't understand why she wasn't going to the end of the wall or hopping over it to follow the others down to the hen house. It was then that I realised that Andrea had gone blind. I was about to scoop her up when help came to hand. A small hen, Lavendula, one of Andrea's grown chicks, came to her rescue. Lavendula came running back up the garden, leaving the rest of the flock. Clucking and chattering, Lavendula led her mother round the wall and down to the hen house. From that day onwards, Lavendula was there for blind Andrea, helping her find her way. Isn't that amazing?